Welcome back to We're Talking Money, Short Takes. We're going to be talking about the difference between a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA and what to do if you make too much money and you can't contribute. First thing we want to do, Phil, is we really want to just talk about what those different type of investment accounts are. Can you talk to us a little about the traditional IRA and how that works?
You know, everybody's heard of that one, I think. Most of you listening, you've heard of an individual retirement account. So IRA is a common, it's household. So everyone's heard of it. Maybe they haven't heard about a Roth, or they've heard it and they don't really understand it. But traditionally, the IRA just allows you to put money into this account. Whether you have an IRA or whether you have a 401k, you can generally fund an IRA. And that's at the personal level. That's not to do with an employer. You can put $6,000 to $7,000 a year in this thing. And when you do that, as long as you qualify for the deduction, you can tax deduct that contribution. So it saves you a little bit of tax, maybe a lot of tax, depending on your tax rate. So, but it's very different than the Roth that I know you're going to talk about. That's your favorite tool, by the way. So I know that. So I'll just say that versus the Roth, you get the tax deduction here going in, but the maybe not so great part about the IRA is when it starts coming out, everything is taxed as ordinary income. But you do get the benefit of letting that money grow for as long as it sits in that account. It at least gets to grow tax deferred. So it's not a bad tool, and I think everybody should use them, especially if you don't have anything at work. It's better than nothing. But I think there's more to this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the power is in the tax deferral, because the money goes in and you don't have to pay taxes year after year after year. Right. So you get to put the money into an IRA, you get the deduction. So when don't you get the deduction if you put the money in? Are there limits? How does it work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you could be phased out. You know, you might miss the ability to deduct. So a lot of people put money in an IRA and they think automatically they get to deduct all of that. And usually you do, but if you have income that goes over certain amounts, so if you're married, filing jointly, and you're making, say, $125,000 a year, you might lose some of that deduction. You might lose all of it. If you're single, and actually that number, I think it might be closer to $170,000 rough. If you're a single filer, it might be more like $80,000. If you're over that, then you lose that deductibility. So you get to deduct, but only if you have certain levels of income. And when you exceed that level of income, that deduction begins to phase out. So you may or may not get it. That's the bad part of the IRA. The other issue would be if you have a 401k at work. And if you have that, and you're making all this money, you're in that 401k, that also would prevent you from deducting the IRA. Doesn't mean you can't put money in the IRA. You can still put money in that IRA no matter what. You just can't deduct the contribution, which probably is something that a lot of people don't know. And because they don't know that, they miss an opportunity to save in this instrument that you're going to talk about called the Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, those are good. Those are great points. So just make sure that if you do have a 401k, if you're a single filer, you're not making over $78,000 of adjusted gross income, because otherwise you won't be able to take the deduction. And that's if you have access to a 401k. Like Phil said, it's if you're married filing jointly, single filer, and then if you have a 401k, those are all going to be factors.
Yeah, and let me correct those amounts that I said. So if you're married filing jointly and one spouse is in a 401k, you can make up to $214,000 mm-hmm. per year and still contribute to a IRA and get the deduction. If you are married and both of you participate in the 401k, $129,000 is your limit. And then $78,000, as you just said, for the single filers. I just wanted to correct those because my first numbers were not exactly right.
So. Yeah, it's a big jump from if no one has access to one person has access to Nobody has access, so it's very interesting. So moving gears here, let's say that you're making too much money, or maybe you have access to the 401k, so you don't get the deduction. You know, what are the other options? And then the other one is the Roth IRA, and this is a tremendous account. You put the money in, you don't take a tax deduction. So, you know, right on the surface level, you may say, well, I'd rather have a deduction than not have a deduction. Why would I do this one over here? But the Roth IRA, no deduction, after tax money, but it's going to grow tax free forever. And when you pull it out for retirement, it's 100% tax free. Tremendous tool, because most likely for retirement, you're going to have money in a 401k, going to have money in an IRA. You're going to have this money that's going to be taxable when you pull it out. And if we can stack that with some tax free income, now all of a sudden we can start to manipulate your tax bracket, and we can make your money last a heck of a lot longer. With the Roth IRA, you can't put more than $6,000 or $7,000 per year. $6,000 if you're under the age of 50. $7,000, you get a $1,000 catch-up is what they call it, so you can put it to $7,000. And there's also income limits on the Roth IRA as well. So once you make over $144,000 as a single taxpayer, your adjusted gross income, that is, then you can't contribute. And then $214,000 married filing jointly, now all of a sudden you can't contribute. And so when we talk...
Keep something in mind, though, for our listeners. Might be important for you to know, this is adjusted gross income.
Yep.
So 144 takes you, if you're making over that, you can't contribute to the Roth. But AGI, or adjusted gross income, doesn't necessarily mean what you earned. Adjusted gross is what they use to decide if you can contribute to a Roth. So know the difference. It could be that once your accountant starts working on your tax return, you might have that number below 144, mm-hmm. right? And so you might be able to contribute to a Roth, though you thought because you had gross income of X, you couldn't. Mm-hmm. So just remember, it's adjusted gross income. Don't miss the opportunity. If your adjusted gross was below 144, you could have participated in that Roth.
Mm-hmm. So the Roth is an extremely powerful tool, but now let's assume that, what if you're making over that 144 and there's no way that you're going to be able to have enough deductions to get it under the 144, and you have a 401k through work? What do you get to do then?
Based on the way you're looking at me and raising your eyebrows, I suspect you're going to tell us about that little backdoor thing, right?
Yep.
Which so many people miss. Killer opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's a freebie, really. Based on the way the law of the code is written, great tool if you know how to use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was writing this script, I wanted to make sure that I included this because it's very powerful. Many people don't know about it. I was just talking to some clients last week, and they do extremely well, and they haven't ever been able to contribute to a Roth. And they're still in their late 30s, and I was talking to them about this backdoor Roth IRA, and they said, well, we can't contribute. We make too much money, right? And I said, well, kind of. So essentially how the backdoor Roth IRA works, and we don't know if it's going to be around forever, but right now in the tax code, there's no restriction from you putting money into an IRA. There's only the restriction of taking the deduction. So we can still put the money in the IRA, and then on the other side, there's no restriction of you converting money from an IRA to a Roth, regardless of how much money you make. The restriction is only you can't put money directly into the Roth. So we actually fund the $6,000 or $7,000 a year into the IRA, wait for the money to settle. We don't invest it or anything. And then we convert it from the IRA into the Roth IRA. And now you have your contributions in your tax-free bucket.
Yeah, so keep in mind, going back to what we were talking about with someone who's over the limit, mm-hmm. to get tax deductibility of an IRA, that's really who this is for. So you wouldn't worry so much about this. You wouldn't need to worry about converting or using the back door if you don't make enough to prevent you from tax deducting a traditional IRA in the first place. You could just go to a Roth because you would likely qualify for that. But when you don't qualify for Roth, there's no limit. You can make $1 million a year, mm-hmm. and still fund fully an IRA. You can't deduct it, but you can fund it. And the next day you can do a Roth, a backdoor Roth that you're talking about. and just move that money from an IRA to the Roth, all good. No foul. Everything's fine. No tax deduction, but you weren't going to get that anyway. But now you've got this thing called tax-free growth, not tax-deferred. Big difference there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tax-deferred just means you're not paying it year over year, but you will pay it eventually. Tax-free is tax-free. Tax-free every year, tax-free when it comes out.
We got growth tax-free, distribution tax-free, and if you unfortunately passed away, you leave that money to your children, they don't pay tax either. Unlike what we think about with a traditional qualified account, when you leave it to your children, they have to pay tax on that money in a regular IRA, a traditional IRA or a 401k, fully taxable. Mm-hmm. Roth, on the other hand, no tax while you're using that money, or if you pass away, leave it to your heirs, they don't pay any tax. So it's the ultimate tax-free tool that, as Dustin said, don't forget about this one. And if you didn't know about it, reach out to us if you're interested in learning more. You want to use one of these things, we can show you how. And if you already have a lot of IRA money and you want to get that money into a Roth because you see the advantages here, and if these advantages make sense for you, then we can show you how to do that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of power here.
Yep. Good stuff. IRA, Roth IRA, there's the differences, there's the comparisons. They're each tremendous tools. Make sure you're taking advantage of each of them if you can.
Hey, join us again for another edition of Short Takes. Until we see you next time, check us out on social media. Check us out at OmnistarFinancial.com. We're here to help. See you soon.
Thanks for joining us on We're Talking Money. Be sure to visit us at OmnistarFinancial.com, where you can learn more about how we provide value to our clients. Subscribe to the show and our newsletters, and drop us a line with topic suggestions for upcoming shows. If you enjoyed the show, we would appreciate you passing it on to a friend and providing a rating on iTunes. This podcast is a publication of OmniStar Financial Group. The content is developed from sources believed to be reliable and accurate with all information. The information in this material is not intended as tax or legal advice and may not be used for the purpose of avoiding any federal tax penalties. Please consult legal or tax professionals for specific information regarding your individual situation. The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or service provided by OmniStar. All expressions of opinion reflect that of the authors and are subject to change. Any distribution, use, or copying of this podcast, other than the intended recipients, is prohibited.